Yo, this is Joe.
And this is your boy, Eli.
On this episode of the Awful Wrestling Podcast, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. Instead of just doing a review of Raw, SmackDown, and Dynamite, we're just going to give our honest perspectives on topics circulating within the world of wrestling. But first, that intro.
It's going to be about 35 feet!
Tonight, y'all, is a big show. All
right, so what do you so what do you think about Big Show, aka Paul White, joining AEW? And is it, do you foresee it being like a, is he actually wrestling or is he just talking?
I don't know. So like when they showed the picture of him being like All Elite, he was in a suit,
right?
Whenever they're wearing a suit,
it's a commentary.
It's a commentary position, or maybe he's managerial,
right?
So I don't know what it is, but it would be interesting if he did end up wrestling.
Yeah. How old is Big Show? What is he?
He's probably definitely in his mid-40s.
40s or not. I don't know if it was 50s, because I remember him being like the youngest WCW champion or something. He was like 24.
Yeah.
But that was like 1996, I want to say, or something like that.
He's definitely in his 40s, probably.
Yeah.
We'll fact check that later.
Yeah, we'll either 40 or 50, because he's been in the business a long time, but... I mean, personally, I wouldn't mind seeing him wrestle and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to see him in just, like, a commentary role. I know some people would be like, oh, if he stays away from that and he's just talking, I'm cool with it. But nah, like, we know him as a wrestler. I don't necessarily know him as, like, a guy on a mic. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
For me, it'd be better if they actually have him wrestle. Maybe, like, build up some big man. I don't know. Like, elevate somebody, because that's the type of roles you have.
Yeah. I could see him almost, like, starting off to where... he is like an on-air personality,
yeah,
and then one day he just goes into a match and then he just starts wrestling,
right?
Like, I'm tired of the way things are going, I'm gonna change things, and he starts wrestling. I see that.
I can see that
as a heel or something, but I don't know. It's interesting because I saw some stuff they were saying like he did this to spite WWE for some reason, because he has this show called The Big Show Show,
yeah,
that's sponsored by WWE, so I don't even know if that show's gonna continue,
right?
But I think maybe they're trying to cancel it or something, and he just signed with AEW to spite them because it took away a show. But I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're doing this just to spite WWE, what if you don't have a role in AEW? You just did this for no reason.
Right.
It's like, I feel like Matt signed with AEW, but Matt Hardy's not really doing anything. So, I don't know. It's interesting to kind of see.
Yeah. Except messing with Adam Page. But,
yeah.
It is very interesting. For me, like, I think he's one of the guys, like, as far as crossing over, I don't mind. Like, I don't mind seeing it. I just have to see what his actual role is and what he's doing and like, who he's fighting or something. Is he going to fight, like, Jake Hager or something like that? Is this going to be, like, build up Miro? Like, is he building up people or is he just talking? You know what I mean? Like,
What if he was a manager for Miro?
I wouldn't mind seeing
that.
I'd be here
for that. That'd be kind of dope.
Yeah.
If they did that, that'd be dope. Or if you just manage some other up-and-coming... wrestler, that'd be pretty tough.
Yeah.
So I guess while we're on AEW, we could talk about Kenny Omega challenging John Moxley for, I think it's an exploding barbed wire match.
And
I've never heard of this before.
Over in Japan, I think they have more dangerous matches like that. Like, I've heard of like a death match before. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know if it ends in somebody actually. It doesn't end in somebody actually dying. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's just, it's that dangerous, like barbed wire. Like, they have stuff like that in games, like what is it, Fire Pro Wrestling? Fire Pro Wrestling has stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually seen one, just because it may be gruesome. I'm cool with it because I feel like it just shows that much more that AEW can do that WWE could never do. Like, you would never.
Yeah.
At the most, you would see a last man standing match.
They've done, like, the contract on a pole match, I think, before, and, like, the little lasso matches. I haven't seen one of those in a while, but I feel like they do stuff like that. Or there was one that was, like, a bell whip that they did.
I think it was a bull rope or something.
And I think that was recent, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but they typically don't do stuff like that. They always stick to the same format. So it is nice to see something differently.
Yeah.
But I also feel like this could go really badly and the match could be trash. So I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be bloody.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be bloody.
It's AEW.
It's definitely going to get bloody, man. It's definitely going to be bloody.
But again, like they said, like they offer something different that you don't see in WWE.
Yeah.
So on Maxi. Like,
which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice change of pace.
And what is it? The Sasha Banks, I think. No. Well, first, Edge challenging Roman Reigns for the Universal title. I think this is the best possible opponent he could have had. Like, as far as, you know, him fighting him or fighting The Miz or Drew, who was the champion at the time. Like, I think this is the best possible opponent in, you know, for Roman next to, like, The Rock or somebody challenging. Because he's beat Kevin Owens so many times, bro. I do not want to see that match. I do not want to see that match anymore. He's done over with. He's done with.
If I see Kevin Owens come out of SmackDown, like, Roman, I'm just not quite done with you. I'm turning off the TV. Right. I'm turning it off. I can't do it no more.
I'll be done. And it's just like, as far as, like, you know, The Rock, I think that Edge is probably the next best guy. I mean, he's pretty opponent for Roman to actually face, so I'm not mad at him being chosen for that. Plus, like, as far as the actual roster, I don't think that they've built up anybody enough to actually challenge Roman. Like, they started to do something with Cesaro, but he has, like, an angle with Seth. Like, they haven't built him up enough to say, okay, so Cesaro versus Roman at WrestleMania, like, he's just getting the brace beat off him. And then also Daniel Bryan, I don't know, they may end up adding him to that match, like, as far as a triple threat match, because I think he did beat Jey Uso for the right to actually challenge Roman at Fastlane. So if that's unfinished by WrestleMania, I can also see them making it in a triple threat match. Because otherwise, what are you doing with Daniel Bryan? I mean,
he's just there. Yeah. And you can't just have a top star like that. He's not doing anything at WrestleMania. So they're going to find a way to involve him.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like they're going at their Big E's titles. Like, I see that, like a big ladder match or something. But
don't go,
I feel like
me.
Big E would definitely probably lose his title.
Yeah. Because to Daniel Bryan, like, yeah.
The more people that are in a match, the more nervous I get for the champion. Because there's a chance they may not walk away with the titles. They cheat or some other option. But I thought it was interesting how, like, Edge pretty much challenged Roman. He didn't even say anything on the mic. He just speared him and was like, sign. That's it. Like, WrestleMania sign. That's it.
We
like,
done with the talking,
I'm
dog.
I'm choosing you. You should have known, blood.
Should have known.
But I don't know. Like, I really want a Roman versus Rock. But I guess we'll get that later.
No,
but
I mean,
I feel like if Roman loses the Edge, I mean, it might add more heat to his character to where, like, Roman's like, I lost my title and now I'm really upset. Like, I'm the real star of the show. Edge is just here. I can see that. But I really want Roman to still be this big heel champion.
Right.
So,
My thing with the Roman versus Rock thing is now is the time to pull the trigger on it. If they don't do it now, like, this is a peak. He's been a champion. He's not lost a title in 4 months. Like, if they try to go back and do this, like, 9 months later, it's like, well, he's not even, he won't even have the head of the table gimmick anymore. So it won't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, right now, it makes sense because it's like, he's the head of the table, but who can take his spot? You know, the bigger chief. The one that really made the fanny of the money.
The
you know what I'm saying?
Chief.
The biggest chief.
Yes.
I'm the big boss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, it just, like, if you don't do it now, then they're never going to do it. Like, they never even thought about doing it.
They have to really find a way to protect Roman's character until the next Mania.
For a whole year.
And that's hard for them to do. They have to really protect that character. So, I don't know if they would end up doing it.
Because you're not going to hold a title for 365 days.
No. You know what I mean? Like, and Edge is getting that. Like, I feel like Edge's contract says, like,
Edge is getting the title.
I'm getting the title. Like, I'm getting the title and I'm making these WrestleMania appearances. Like, he's going to win it. So,
yeah.
He's Roman's probably not going to get it. Yeah. He's probably going to lose it. So,
The Sasha Banks, I think, what's her name? Bianca Belair finally chose Sasha. I wasn't surprised at it at all. Like, I kind of saw that. Like, their gimmicks work together, like, with the boss and the EST. Like, it just makes sense for me. I'm happy with them making history with, you know, two black females competing for the world title.
It's never been done.
That has never happened.
It's never
which
been
is
done.
Insane, but
melanin.
I can't.
Melanin.
I can't think of a time where they ever had two black females that were both in, like, a prominent position. Like even have they ever had that? There was Naomi. I don't think Naomi and Ember Moon were on the same level.
No.
Like, at the same time, so they've never even had to.
Had that. And then there was never a Naomi versus Sasha situation.
Crazy.
To where they're on the same level.
Right.
So this is, like, the first time where, like, there are two black wrestlers that are over and are going against each other.
At the exact same time.
This is probably, like, my favorite match going into Mania. Like, I'm the most excited for this one.
Yeah.
And then, I think the Roman versus Edge would be nice, too.
That's equally.
That'd be a good one, too. But I'm just really excited for this one. Just what it means for history and, like, for women and black women. I think it's going to be dope.
And the gimmicks actually make sense. It doesn't feel like a forced match. It's something that I wouldn't mind seeing this for, like, the next few months and them not being over with it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Mexico with it. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Kind of proud.
Proud. During Black History Month.
They did something right.
They did something right. They didn't play MLK again. Before the show. It's not MLK Day.
Yeah.
And then, so how do you feel about this new Apollo Crews character? He came with the Nigerian accent.
The accent.
I will show Big E the steel.
I will show him the steel.
I will show him the steel.
And get this man a shield.
Welcome to Wakanda.
Bruh, I just wasn't... It just felt so... I mean, the actual gimmick I'm cool with, but the way that they executed it just felt so forced. It's like, yeah. I could just see Vince sending Cruz out there with a piece of paper and be like, all right, at the end, you got to do the accent, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what? It doesn't... I just spoke for 5 minutes in my regular... No, at the end, you got to do the accent. Like, just do it.
You got the Kente cloth. You got your Nigerian heritage clothes on. You're Nigerian. That's your character. You're the Black Jinder Mahal.
Basically,
and he might win the title now because he's doing like almost like a stereotype.
Yeah,
like with I don't know, with like wrestlers of color, they're always a stereotype, and I feel like that's what Vince likes. Like they get over when they're being shameful of their culture or portraying some type of stereotype. It's always interesting. And then Jinder Mahal like had that big push as a heel, and now he's barely even around.
Yeah,
and he pops up and gets a 24/7 title.
But I feel like in like one one thing I did notice when I was watching Apollo's interview or whatever he was doing his promo, I noticed that whenever wrestlers of color do embrace their heritage, that's when they become a heel. Like people of different descents become like heels basically. Like you know with the Rusev thing, you know what I'm saying? Heel Jinder Mahal. Once they start embracing their heritage, it's like a heel work. Like. You know, or even Asuka just talking in Japanese. Like, anytime they fully embrace their heritage, they just become a heel. And it's like a really weird thing because it's like, if you're not American, you know what I mean? You're just pretty much automatically a heel. Like,
they did it with Shinsuke and ruined him.
Yeah,
was over.
He was over, bro.
Over the moon.
Over. Who doing a song every time he comes out? Like, it's.
Yes. Bro. And he's like, nah. Now he's like, I feel sorry for your mother. Like, it's just so bad. And then I watched, he had a documentary on the network where he was speaking English.
Yeah.
And it was really good English.
Yeah, clear. Yeah.
And I'm like, why not just let him talk like that? Like, why does he have to portray a stereotype and.
Yeah.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Like, why does like, he have to be talking like that? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't
the thing make they sense. Did with gender and the thing they did with gender and Shinsuke was probably the worst.
Yeah,
the worst thing. But he was like, he looks like a Pikachu.
He looks like roses are red, violets are blue. He looks like a Pikachu. Like,
why, bro? Why are they having him go out and do this?
Terrible.
But, yeah, but the thing that doesn't make sense to me with the whole Apollo thing is again like. You know, it's almost like Kofi going out and just speaking in like in a Ghanaian accent. It's like we've heard him for the last few years.
You're from Boston.
You're from Boston. Like it just doesn't make any sense, bro.
Yeah,
I think they were better off with the Paul Heyman angle they were going with him consult with Paul. Anybody they put around Paul elevates him. It looks good, even for that short amount of time that they put Cesaro with Paul. Like it just makes him look
made
good.
Him look really good.
So.
They even made Michael and McGillicuddy look good.
Yeah.
Paul made him look good.
Yeah.
That's the Paul Heyman effect. So, how do you feel about Miz cashing in and getting the WWE title? Once again, I'm happy for him, but at the same time, I don't know how I feel about it because of the way he's been booked moving forward. So, I'm interested to see like how long it'll last.
2 months. How many months do we have until WrestleMania?
About two.
This is a 2 months out of I would be surprised if he either A came into Mania with it or B left Mania with it. Like I would be completely shocked. And more than likely, I can't see him in a 1-on-1 match at Mania. It has to be like a triple threat.
Yeah.
It has to be adding. Okay, it's can't see him in a 1-on-1 match doing that. They just
yeah.
I don't know if he has a star power for that right now.
Yeah, Miz doesn't really have it. Yeah. So I don't know. It's interesting to see. What they'll do with it and if he'll like carry it for long. But I kind of almost want to see Bobby win it. So they set up a Bobby versus Brock situation.
Yes.
Because like I've been dying to see Bobby versus Brock. And a lot of WWE fans are too. But it's like Bobby, when he first came out, was booked as like a black
Brock They were Lesnar calling almost. Him Black Lesnar anyway. makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting that it's taken this long because he's returned for like 2 years now. I remember I saw him at like WWE Live. I saw him at WWE Live, and I think he was, like, fighting Roman in St. Louis or whatever. And I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, put him over. Like, people actually love this. Right. He's, like, he's big enough to be booked like a monster, but they've had him in these feuds where, like, you know, he's losing the people. Like, he's lost people, like, that's not even close to his size. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. Like,
I'm
not going over like that.
Yeah. I think as of right now, though, they've really made him look like a monster, though.
Yeah.
Moving forward. And I don't know if he's, like, just doing Miz's bidding. Like, he attack Drew to make it easier for Miz to get the title. I missed that segment.
Yeah, I still don't get why. Yeah, I don't get the connection with what they're saying.
But I don't understand like why they did that. But I definitely think Bobby's probably due for a title shot from Miz because he helped him.
Yeah. And I think that actually was the angle now that I think about it.
Okay.
Because on Raw, they were saying, you know, MVP said that, hey, and we going to do this for you, but you owe us a title match. And that was the whole setup for it. So at least they made it make sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, that was another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. And please do remember, if you did not like this episode, you cannot say that we did not warn you that it would be trash from the jump. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Off Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Off Wrestling One. We also accept donations.